Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. And there we go. I have a few of you that have been waiting a little bit, and I apologize. Just let me quickly get going. This is Psychic Jethro, and we'll get right into those readings with you. One of the fun things we have going on, as all of you know, is we're coming into that time of the year of Easter this weekend. We've had a lot of people calling. Please make sure, you know, when you are having those times to enjoy the weekend. We've had a lot of real positive for the friends that are in Texas. I really am feeling that this is going to be with it. I worry about those weather. You know, watch those skies when you've got that kind of thing going on. We've had a lot of contact from different friends, and I really want to make sure that, you know, that you guys are all safe and we make it through this weekend. One of the really good things that we've got happening today is we've got a pretty good sight and things happening here as we're going through stuff, and that one of those is that we are going to be having different guests and different stars on the show. I thank those of you who have been keeping track. We have gotten each day a pretty good show. This April has been really good, and I thank all of you who've been kind of checking in and keeping track with us and kind of going with it. But call us at 773-897-6461 to get those calls. We are doing usually weekday shows, and they're only an hour, but we're going to be doing extended two-hour weekend shows, and those are there. Those of you who are in the chat room, I welcome you to write in. Please get a hold of me at psychicjethro@AOL.com. If you have any questions, and sometimes if we don't, you know, a lot of times people will write. I have no problem with that. You know, if you have just a question, you send me your picture. If you put down that you were on the show, I will answer that for you. You know, I do those little free minis like that. Unfortunately, as we know, the best way to get yourself going is to be on the psychic chat line is to get in and wait that little while and get on that phone. We do mini quick readings, and we will be doing some of those again today. One of the excellent things I'm really promoting is we have really gotten a great effort here and are going to be doing some really good sponsoring of the shows and classes. Those of you who got in, please get a hold of me there again at that email or at www.jethrosmith.net, and we're going to be doing some videos here in the next week of psychic defense and some of those classes like that. So you can not only hear with me, but you can also see me, and we can go through it. I encourage anyone who wants to take the psychic classes to get on Skype. You know, it's the best way to do it because then you're on the connection, or even Gmail is really good. I do both with the classes, and to get on that so that you have that, and you get that free phone. Also, you get that free time of being able to talk. One of the really good questions that we've been having this year is that on Psychics Gone Wild is, who are all the guests going to be? Well, let's run through it real quick. Those of you who know, is we have Psychic Celeste on Monday mornings to start the week out really good and refreshed and ready. We also then go right into some really good ones with it, with Tuesday and Thursday with Casey Kelly and her Destiny cards, doing readings there for you. And, you know, one of the quickest ways, like I said, is to always join the site so you don't miss out on the dates and time. We are going to try to keep this consistently in the afternoon times. I, of course, am in the East Coast, and you have me, Psychic Jethro, on Saturdays and off and on periodically through the week so that we've got different people. We're going to be doing some hosting and working with some different psychics from all over the world and the country, some of the best psychics we can get to come on Psychics Gone Wild and to get to know the psychic and to also get to do, like you guys have, those free readings and those readings you have. Well, without further ado and with a little more talk, I'm going to go right into the first caller. 786, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I thank you for calling. This is Psychic Jethro. I ask you, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm sorry.
Well, you're fine. It's okay.
I was looking in the refrigerator for something for dinner later on tonight.
Oh, I want to come over. I'm hungry. Don't tell me that. They told you I'm on a health diet, and they had you call in just to see me cry, didn't they? That's what's up. I made myself a cookie that was the size of a sheet cake, and I'm out of trouble now. Go ahead and give me your first name, and then I'll just have you go right into your question. Unfortunately, we're doing an hour, so I won't probably do a lot with you, but I'll give you what I can, okay?
Okay. Well, my name is Lisa, and I spoke yesterday, too. I forgot the the young lady that hosted the show yesterday, but she told me to call in today and ask you the question that I have to ask you. And basically my question is, I'm very confused as to when it comes to my ex-boyfriend, because sometimes he's hot and then sometimes he's cold. He tells me he loves me, but then he says we can't be together. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's the deal with that?
Lisa, I feel here with the energy, and that's why I'm going to talk to you just a little bit here, and then we're going to go right to the question, is I feel like this relationship, you said hot and cold, I feel like that you're at a transition right now. I feel like you've been having things go on for you. I got a real energy here with you that you've got some other things that are kind of happening in your life and causing some different awkward stress.
Okay,
I'm feeling that real strong, Lisa. And what I'm really feeling here with you two is, you know, you probably gave her your date of birth and stuff here, but I'm going to have you, if you just will give me the first name or give me his date of birth so I can pick up what's going, because there is something here wrong, and I'm going to hit you with the reading, but it's just really wild. And it's like, I feel like what's stressing is that you two got some kind of karma where you could have went down the road before. You do feel that this is the one. This is why you're staying with this person, and yet this hot cold is making you want to go Goldilocks or not. You know, you're just like, something's got to give. So go ahead.
His birthday is 10/10/74.
Okay, now there we go. Here we are looking at the energy with his October birthday. I do feel this, and I do think this is part of it. I think that, you know, as we talk here, we're talking about a Libra. Libras are charming, but they do off balance, and I feel your Libra's a little off balance. And I feel what's happening here with you and Lisa is that right now, I feel that you two are going through where they said, I feel you guys are going to have a time apart. And Lisa, the reason I'm getting this is I keep seeing this energy of, I see you being really stressed, and I see you going, you know, if you're going to be with me all the time. You kind of spoiled him before. They're telling me that you kind of let him get away with a little stuff that you wouldn't with other people, and then you kind of said, hey, you know, like that. I get some kind of a little bit of a disagreement here, and I feel that. And I the reason I'm getting that with the angels, and one thing, please do, and you have a chance, or get a hold of one of us, do a full half an hour to hour reading, because, Lisa, you've got some things coming up these next couple months. This is a hard one when you're looking at relationship. You want to really look into this and see what else is happening. I feel like there's something here approaching, and they're showing me an energy that you've got with this relationship, that this person has got some outside stresses that are also doing it. And unfairly, these are what causes relationships to have problems. You know, people say, I'm having this with the finance, I'm having this with things. All of it compiles together, and your mind's like, you know, I feel this person, you know, this hot and cold is part of coming from that. I feel like you've got somebody else stirring his pot. Like, they're reaching in and I don't feel that they're, like, trying to take him from you, but I feel they're trying to cause problems for him. They seem to be bothered. It's like they seem to be stressed that you and him do have this relationship, and they seem to be really working with you, or working with him, I say, trying to stop this. Do you know what I'm getting at? Like somebody in your business, somebody in his business?
I feel
it. And Lisa, I feel with you, you are one of those really nice people that you kind of see it and you kind of laugh them off. Sometimes, too, it's kind of funny how silly people can be. And I think that, unfortunately, this person is just silly enough to be sneaking in some silly stuff. It's like sometimes you'll see this with friends a lot, especially Libra. Libra's my moon, and I've studied a lot of years on the signs that are very close with mine. And as a Libra moon, I've seen this with friends. We are really charming. We love people. I hope I'm charming, but I always feel that I'm really personable. I feel this with your relationship, and I feel like some of his friends, we sometimes put our friends in a different energy where some people would say, okay, they're your friends. With us, they're our friends. We really value that. We sometimes they get away with giving us suggestions that we would never take. Somebody else could tell me something like and say, and I'd be, hey, a friend sometimes if they're not got the best interest. And I think you've got I feel like you've got some other jealousy or something going on there. They keep showing me that with you. You know, and I feel sorry for you because I feel that this is going to cause some of it. The energy the guys are saying right now is that I see the next couple months you kind of stop on a little bit of it, and the angel's showing me that you're going to start putting out some real strong effort for you, Lisa, in some things that are going on. Let's look a little bit at your career, if you don't mind. Let's switch a little bit on the angels. Is that okay? I can only give you like a few minutes, but we're going to give you all for what you can. So I'm like, Lisa, what I can feel here is I want you to do me a favor. I want you just to say your name for me real slow and give me your date of birth.
L-I-S-A and December the 8th of 69.
Excellent energy. Excellent here. I love that. I love what the guides are showing me with you. They're showing me that this is a year that's going to be really good for you. You have been kind of, it's like the luck in you have been like dancing. You know, I always tease them about Lady Luck. I feel like you've had times where you and her, you won't get up and you won't dance. You know, you can look at each other and you just are having this wild thing. And then all of a sudden, things are starting to click. And I feel this year they're telling me this is going to be a very positive for you, Lisa, that there's some other things that you want to do. You want to help people. I keep telling this in your heart. I also feel you're a very, very blunt person. Not to be rude. I'm not being mean, but I just feel you like it straight out. I mean, not don't know what I'm saying. Yeah.
I am extremely like that. I just can't deal with baloney, to put it nicely.
Well, I feel complimented you called me. I'm pretty blunt, too, but not as blunt as you. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed because this is part of what's good for your career, part of what they're telling me in this relationship, part of what they're telling me you with Lisa is that you've been strengthening up some of your goals and some of the things that you want. I keep seeing you going after things and having stuff. I keep seeing that this is a year, there's something here with you, Lisa, very strong about not just helping people, but looking at some, it's like, it's a career out with people. I keep seeing colors of people and energy of the auras. And when I say colors, I mean their aura energy or the different colors of it. And I feel you really, Lisa, aiming at some goals of it's like a career shift or something. I see this coming here in the summer. They say in June. They're showing me this is going to be real good in July with you. They show me that you also have a real cool luck thing there. They're telling me that this would not be a bad time for you to invest. I mean, we just saw people putting a little money into the wild lottery. You're one of those people that you have that in your lifetime. There will be a time you do win something very big, substantial. I feel
that.
Really? I do. I do feel with you that you ironically enjoy the fact that you just do some things like that on me with that honesty, but you also sometimes you and your guys just do it because you want to do it. You don't have to have the great esoterical reason. You don't have to have it made sense in it for 20,000 years and everybody's going to do it this way, I'll tell you. It's just you have the energy that your guides say, Lisa, grab that. And you grab it and it works for you. You know, it's that kind of luck, and they're showing me this is going to be a good year with it. They keep telling me in career you've also put something else here going on. I feel like you something you were going to do in career you kind of put off to the side because of others. I see you picking up and dusting off some papers, working on some thoughts, and I see you back in grabbing onto something again. By the fall, I see you just really going wholeheartedly into some more. It seems like it's more studies, they're telling me. They said that you're going to be doing some more. Grab it on and taking it to another level. Does that make sense in what I'm saying, that word?
Yes, because I'm currently in for a job.
I feel it. I feel that you're going to do that. You're going to grab on and get the job as we're talking here. It's going to come in through that. I see you in June doing it. I see this job really motivating you, and I see you grabbing on and taking some extra courses. You know, I'm in Florida, and they got this new thing, 7 and 8 months, and we guarantee you. And I love that. It's my favorite thing to joke about as a psychic. I'm like, but we can do it now. You know, sit down, and today we can guarantee you. I feel you're that happening for you. I see you grabbing onto something, and you're just going, okay, and they're going, okay, if you will do this, we've got this. You know, it's like, good example, you'll see someone go in and start working as a receptionist or working in an office, and they go, you know, we need the office manager. We need someone here on this. I see that's where you have the potential. I see you working with people, and then I see that building again. I see it going, okay. And, you know, I see this happening like a lot of companies anymore are putting out these certificates for, like, medical coatings, example, other coatings. The reason is we need people that can do that, but you've got that 7 or 8 months to have that paper. And I see with you, I see that the guides have been kind of on you. You hold emotion in your tummy, Lisa. I feel like you are very, very sensitive. And it isn't just because you reached in the fridge. I'm teasing you, but I feel your tummy. I feel like you emotionally got some, you're a good, really outblown person, but I feel like you got a little hurt here going on. This is part of where this relationship's kind of hurt your feelings here. I feel like there's something going on here.
Oh, my God, devastated. Devastated by this relationship.
Man,
I just don't. I don't know whether I'm coming or going half the time with him. And last night he told me something that just really just hurt my feelings. And I'm like, you know what, why do I even talk to you? Why do I even bother? I mean, I just, you know, I don't know.
That's what I'm feeling, and that's why I feel these other things coming up, and I do feel there's going to be this push and the separation. That's what the angels are showing me, and I did a pull there with you a little bit, and I apologize so everyone knows what I'm doing on the radio, and they don't think I'm just drinking lots of coffee and going wild. What I did was when we were talking here with the energy and the psychic, I was getting Lisa to talk. As we started talking about the work and stuff, all of a sudden I really felt the energies. And what Lisa's been doing is she's, once a reading, she really wants to know, but you're a little nervous about finding out really what's in the future for this relationship, right?
Okay.
And it's all right, but she's called, she's asked, and I'm going to do it. I do see you guys taking a little time apart. I think part of it isn't just this hurt, but I had to see, because when I was reading you with the energy and I talked to you about career and I cheated a little bit there, I kind of got you a little bit off, and I macroed in what I said with the job coming and you doing the work, I see with that. But I also did a little pull, is I feel a little bit of a, you know, you're a good valued person and you're right, why put up with this? I see the energy happening here that eventually this relationship is going to stop, and that's why I see what's sad here is I see that this has caused so much stress with you. It's not just affecting you in the tummy, as we were saying, with the emotion, but it's also gotten to where mentally you just don't feel good. You feel like anything you say and do can and is causing you stress, and it's getting to the point where I see you taking a break from this relationship. I see you being the one stopping this relationship. They're telling me that this is a sad part. Is they said spoiled earlier, and the angels are showing me that this relationship, this person's gotten away with doing things to you on your boundaries that they shouldn't have, like that, saying things to you that are hurtful, doing physical times where they feel like they're intimidating. And I feel like you sometimes feel like they've thrown other things at you, like other things, like, you know, like value wording at you. And I feel that. I got it really. And you're a little harder for me, Lisa. I'll give you credit, because I could feel the out shield. You've got a really positive shield. And it's like you're frustrated, but your shield comes out, and you're very blunt. And I thought, well, and then all of a sudden I felt the inside. So I also, and as we're reading here and getting a little stronger here, I see you doing some... I can see you taking a lot of walks. I see you taking some time out. You know, remember, you're a good valued person. You and I both know that it is frustrating with people and what they do. And what's hurting with this one is you, the sad, real, honest truth is you've been good to this person. You kind of was hoping that would return back. What you're getting in karma is a lot of stress. I also feel that this relationship, this person is really trying to get you to do more for them. It's all about them.
Right.
And I see this doing it. I also see you in a new relationship. I see this later coming with the free will. I also feel that you've got a lot of commodities. You've got a lot of things about Lisa that you kind of shine on. You're a little shy there, too, and I feel it kind of like, you know, you're blonde. But if someone were to give you a lot of compliments, you got a little nervous when I started to do it there. I thought you kind of go, nope, she's going to hang up. No, she's kind of, you know, it's like you get a little nervous when we talk to you, and it's because you are a good one. You also have gotten this, you know, karma with this relationship that you've gotten to where you've helped this person to the point where the angels are not going to let it happen much longer. There's where you're getting some of that stress. I mean, I can feel in the back of your head and neck the stress from this relationship. It's like you're carrying him.
Yeah.
And then it's like he's
happy. Yeah, because I have nowhere. I have nowhere to release it still. I have no outlet to let go of how I feel when I feel it. So I hold it in, which is my thing.
And that's why they're saying walk it off. I'm Native American, and one of the things they call walking it off is just getting out, doing the walk. You know, and I visualize myself walking with it to get out. You don't want to have ulcers. You don't want to have anger issues. You want to get these things like that, and you don't want to have colon problems or stomach problems because you're holding it all in. You're like a time bomb. You're a very good person. You're really good in the fact that it took this psychic a good, we've been on the show for about 8-9 minutes, and it took me a good 4 or 5 minutes to really see Lisa because you put out this shield for so long. You've also learned that the best way to win the fight is not to have it. You're real smart.
Right.
I feel that with you. Yeah, right. You're like, yeah, I gotcha. The Scorpio figured you out. And I got in here, Lisa, that what you also did and what's happening is we need you to take it out and walk it out. My favorite thing was I used to go up and take it to the mountains. I lived in Rocky Mountains, and I would go up the mountains away from everybody. And I had a very stressful relationship and job. And I would yell. I would take it out. I've got a Gemini rising and just verbalize. Very good for your energy. Not so good if someone pulls up behind you. They think you're a little cuckoo.
Right.
But it's very good at therapy. You know, and it's we all need that. They used to say, be constructive. Go out and, you know, dig a hole in energy. Build something to it. You know, the big thing, we've always laughed, is, you know, my family are very ornery, and they're like, you know, if we dig a hole, somebody's going in it. You know, and we're like, no, that's
right,
what they mean. They mean, like in this case, get rid of it. Do something physically, like build that, dig the hole, go out there, do the something that's productive, garden work, or do something that's getting it out and away. And, you know, the hurt is that I see you, you know, I pride you in the fact that you've hurt and you've cried to where you can't cry anymore. You're hurt, and I feel it. And what the angels are telling me is it's walking it. You visualize it. You walk. You know, and I've had people go out and just, you know, the walking itself is that the one thing that's fun is the mental of it, the strength, and just do the energy of it. You know, people will laugh. All the friends who know and they've heard through me through this, we're living in the psychic realm, more psychics gone wild. I got in trouble in California because I hugged trees. You need to hug trees. It is a very good energy. What I'm doing to tell you this, Lisa, is it's going to release some of this other energy. It's also going to change some of the karma. All of a sudden, after you walk, the whole energy is like, and you're going to kind of realize how silly that this is in the other energy, because I feel that there's been other chances with you in other relationships, and this person and you are in a, it's like a jousting. It's like, here, we're friends, whack, here, ouch, whack, ouch, that hurt, what are we doing? And here they are, the person and you have been kind of working on this for a little bit, and that's what I feel with the other sad thing, is I think that you're going to have to be honoring and kind of teach him a lesson to value you. I don't think he's valuing you. You know what I'm saying? Am I helping you? You're probably, I think, God, he's my mom. I call him. I'm like, I didn't mean to get all into this today, but I feel you need that, Lisa. And what I'm also feeling here, the next couple months, we need to do, you know, get a hold of me on my email. I'll send you abundance prayer. It does real well for this other part, for the work. It also does a positive of, it puts that energy around you. You've got so much of, I'm going to be blunt, so much of his energy on you, and it's negative that you're not getting to see or feel yourself, and I think that's a control factor. I feel that he's doing that. He's keeping you in this relationship too, to have someone to fight and argue with. You know, it's there, and it's like there's been some mean things said to you that, you know, he better remember it's a commodity. You need to have him listen into the show. We've got a lot of single males, and we've got a lot of people out there looking. Lisa, you're a nice person, you're a good person. He needs to step up his act. This is 2012, or he'll be at home with himself, you know.
Right, right.
You know?
I'll definitely email you for the abundance prayer, and also like to find out your prices and stuff like that, so that I could set up a probably like a half an hour reading and stuff with you.
Great, I would love that. And I go on, one thing I've got with people right now is I'm doing half an hour sessions, or I'm doing a full hour. But because you're on the Blog Talk Radio, I've given you the 50% discount. Normally my readings are $60 for half an hour and $120 an hour. But because of this, we're doing it for $30 and we're doing, you know, for $60. I know with you, with what you're going through with the career and stuff, write me on that. I'll work out with you. I know how it is. I've been there. My thing is, what I'm here to do is to help people. And what we're doing is we're helping. And, you know, Lisa, I can feel this. I will be honest with you, real blunt here. And with those who know me, the friends and family, they say, I've been where you've been. Psychics, were the hardest thing for us to do is to read ourselves sometimes. And I feel you. I could feel your emotion. I laughed today that no matter what happened, I had to be on today. And I could think of, this is really odd. I've got all my psychic friends. And I think, Lisa, obviously it was with you. And I thank you, because you as talking to you brought out some energies of mine and made me realize that, you know, I've been where you've been. And I think the really hardest thing sometimes for all of us is, you know, we pray, we do our angel work, is we need this extra person. We need them to sit down. The friend that read me was a very good friend, and she knew that I was the person, that the woman was hurting me. She knew pretty much what I've been talking to you. And the ironic thing was, she, you know, with me being psychic, she's like, are you happy? And my first reaction was, well, frustratedly happy. And she's like, frustratedly happy. And that's what I feel with you. And I think we're going to get you through the positively happy. And I would like to do that with the readings. You know, please get a hold of me, like I said, with that. And mm-hmm. I'm going to welcome you. If you'd like, Lisa, would you like to stay on and listen to the show and be a part?
Yeah, please.
Great. Thank you, guys. And you're going to go on to the next person. I thank you for everybody that's been waiting and listening in. Lisa just been having a fun time on Psychics Gone Wild. And this is Psychic Jethro. And I thank you, 267. You're next in line with me and Lisa. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jethro. This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. Running, talking, having fun. Me and Lisa just talking everything we can as quick and having you guys wait. I'm sorry it takes me a little bit, but I love to talk. It's my favorite thing. So, Crystal, I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We're only doing an hour show, and I'm going to have you just go ahead and kind of give me an idea of what you want to look at, and then just say your name for me, and I'll do the reading.
Okay. I wanted to see, I had asked you before regarding Jerome. Things have kind of like gone a little wild lately.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering how things are panning out, because there are things going on with his ex-girlfriend where she actually did contact me.
Okay.
I'm wondering how things are going to pan out with him and I, because I kind of feel like walking away at this point.
It's the day for relationships, and we're all going through them. And Crystal, I can feel the energy with you and this. Oh, it just infuriates me. You know, it's like the old song, "Where Are My Exes in Texas?" This ex of his is not well. I'm feeling it through the phone, and I'm glad you kept in contact with us. It's been a month since we've talked, and I feel with your energy that what we're doing here is we're looking at it. I see this going through with a lot of relationships right now. I see this taking a step back. I see a lot of, kind of, you've been listening to the shows, we're going through a little bit of a okay, and I see what's sad here. Is this a little different for you? Is it, you know, you have always had this thing with Jerome and you that he kind of had with that. He thought she was done, thought she was getting out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I read for you, we were getting that. And what I'm feeling with her, Crystal, is that I feel that some of this is kind of going back to Jerome. He's going to have to put this down to the fact that he still has not handled his issues there. He's still got something going on here. And I need you to talk to me just a little bit, Crystal, because I know, you know, talk to me a little bit about how you've been going. You said they talked. What is she saying to you? Because I'm getting the pieces of it, but I need your energy to figure out. I'm reading you to him to her. So I need you to tell me a little more of what's happening and what she said to you or wrote to you or what she did.
Okay, she's just basically claiming that he has basically kind of just denied everything with me and just basically had always said that it gone back with her, whether he said that she said he did propose to her and things like that. Now, I'm not into this childish stuff where I'm ready for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious. It's like, and I think like there's really good parts in him, and I know he does care, and I know we have a connection. But at this point, I feel like at some points, like when he backs off and can't even speak to me about things, I'm confused to kind of question his character, because I know he knows I've been really good to him.
I feel that. And I also feel real sad here, Crystal. And that's what I had to kind of look at in the energy. And, you know, you're going to the horse's mouth, which is obviously the physical thing. And now you're calling with me a psychic. And what I'm feeling here, what I'm sensing, is I feel like this person is pulling a game here. I mean, this is where we call triangulation with our children. You know, and I raised very ornery children. Everybody who knows my kids will tell you, both of my boys were very spoiled, rotten. And I was the one who did that. I love that. But in this case, this is an adult, and what she's doing is she's going back and forth. And I feel the hurt you've got is you're right. You need to be doing the other. I feel that what I'm getting is I think that this is her. I think this is part of her game. I think she likes this back and forth between the two, and I think she's feeding on it. And I like what you said about you doing that. I would put some boundaries, and I also would be real quick with this because of the maturity of it. I think you need to put, we know we always stay safe. Those of you who know that know for a living, I did Coalition Against Violence was a career of my choice of mine as an advocate. People who start doing these kind of contacts like she's got, this is not healthy. She's getting a hold of you. She's telling you these things from him. And yet her part in this, obviously she wants you and him upset, so she's back in. She's living what I call the days and the times of those who are drama. And what we need to do is you need to change that channel. We need to just, you know, a lot of times it's indifference. I also would put up a little bit, I would just, you know, I would say I would rather you not call me. I would rather, you know, where you're not friends, I mean, not to be ornery, you know, it's good to try to be mature and be friends. This is not a friend. This is a past person, his relationship with issues. And Crystal, what she's doing is she's pulling you, and you're a good person, and I feel that she's not well. So I would also, with Jerome, you know, and you please let me know if I correct me if I'm wrong. I bet I'm not. I bet you he's kind of odd about this whole thing with you. He's kind of like, is he still telling you that he has feelings for her? Is he saying he's seen her? How is he with the whole thing? Have you talked with him?
Yeah, he actually has been seeing her here and there recently, just this last week. And he kind of like flips script on me, like kind of like you can tell he cares about her, but he just doesn't. I don't know what he feels about me anymore. Like, it just, it goes, like, it could be so good, but he just goes so flip-flappy that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
sounds
know.
Like they're playing. I feel part of it, and I feel what you've also got happening for him here is that, you know, he's going with this energy, and he is, it's like she's trying to get you out of the picture, obviously. Well, then if they're going to have that, I agree with the thing. I feel there was going to be problems, and we did talk that before. Unfortunately, that's why what Lisa was saying, get a reading with me, a full one. We do these radios, and you just get a piece. You know, you've got a month, and we want to go through the whole thing with you, do a full half an hour just with me and you, where I can go through, because I do see stuff happening later with him. I see this as a problem. I'll tell you one thing I am feeling, that what's happening is that he has got to put the foot down. If he's still got the feelings and he needs to have her, I really am feeling, Crystal, you know, you need to, this is a free will here. You have energy, and what I'm reading here with them is this is a sad thing. But you're right about the honesty, and it comes down to the point of, I don't think anyone's being dishonest. Some people love to have this in there. I don't think you need this extra. It's like, okay, if you really need to see her, you've still got the feelings, and you two go work it out, and you did this with him in the energy, I think she's also really playing this with you, and I think what we talked about before is they're pulling you in. You know, I don't feel this is healthy. I really worry for you, Crystal, because I feel that this is still keeping you in their cycle, and this keeps him and her and their problems, because they've always got you to do. It also gives her the excitement. You know the challenge. You're a female. The challenge is that she's going to keep him or get him or have him or with him, and he's chasing her like a puppy. And here you are. You've trained him. You know, he's not wetting on your carpet. He's not chewing your clothes anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, hopefully you know what I mean with a boyfriend. I'm using this as an example, trying to make light of it. But what really bothers me in the energy is here he is. He needs to stay home, and he needs to be. Well, they're out there doing this, they've done. And then the real good thing is that I would tell him, you know, if you wanted this type of relationship, you obviously, this is bothering you. In psychic energy, I see those two having this karma. It needs to be, okay, you two work with this, and if she still needs to be there and you do need to be there, then you need to, I would say, and what I'm feeling from you, Crystal, is cut those ties. You're not, I don't see you as being what we used to call wife number one, two, or three, or what were they calling the other energies. I don't see you taking the other energies and doing that. I see you also pretty much having your energy also going with you, is that you're not kidding anybody. You're trying to work with your other stuff, and you've got some other things happening. And I see other people, I see you having other qualities. I also see, sad with you and Jerome, you've got some karma there and energy. I think this is, have you told him this would really hurt me? I'd like you to be honest. I mean, it is hurting. I can feel with you. I think any man, and especially anybody I've ever known, me and my brothers, my sons, any man I'm really even working with around Coalition, when someone tells you, you're going to get the response, this is really hurtful. This isn't you and her having a discussion about the carpet. You know, this is you and her discussing.
Right. Do you see how he's feeling towards me? Or like, do you see him wanting to be with me at all?
I see him confused. I see him thinking that this is all right of it. I see him not realizing that, you know, he's getting this attention and it's keeping you two both doing this. It's a fun thing. I think what he feels with you is that you will kind of put up with this, because really, you know, you're a nice person, Crystal, but believe me, I read for a lot of people through the years in my 30 years, and I know of a lot of ones, especially women, it wouldn't happen. You know, that he would be hitting the curb as soon as her thing started, and she would be confronted in the fact that, you know, first of all, she don't need to be talking to you. You know, she don't need, and it's like, you know, you want to come around and you want to do this. Well, you two go have your relationship, and really, you know, otherwise it's stalking, it's, you know, protection orders, any of that, because even her verbal is abuse. And what I don't like with her energy is every time she makes contact or gets around you, her energy throws on you her negative. He's playing, and I think that what I feel with Jerome is I think that he cares, but I think he needs to realize you are all that. You're the main course. You don't need that at the buffet. Remember we talked that last time. And you,
but see, like, I'm just confused because she's saying there's other girls as well, and to me that's just too much. way too much for me.
It's way too much, and it's her, and she's doing anything she can to get you out of the way so she can do it. And I will say, I mean, I have family who I won't say names because we're on the radio, who are ornery, who are women, who what you're talking here, they would sit down in a coffee click or a joke and laugh that they were doing this. They'd sit and work this, and they'd be like, you know, here, I'm your friend, girlfriend, and the whole time they're in there, they're rolling this out because she's trying to pull Jerome out from under your deck. You know she's got an agenda, and I agree with you that, you know, if he's got all these women, well, then I'd be on me if I were you. I'd say, well, I'm all that because obviously he has a list, and I'm the one that's at the front of the parade. You know, and
I feel like he's really like putting her first. Now she's not really even speaking to me so much. Do you see that coming into play where we can finally talk about things?
I see this. I see them trying to pull you in still. And what I see with this whole thing with her is I'm saying I'm playing off her. I'm showing you what how I and I am a Scorpio. We are honoring. I would be just nailing her right back with this other of like you said, okay. And I'd also be going, all right, you know, you two are there, and he's coming to me. You know, there's where you've got the thing going on. And then you need to put this down. You either go and you want this with her or, you know, we're done. Because I do think with you what he's doing is you're his spanker, Crystal. You're the one he talks or he goes with. And what he does, she does something, let's say, that he doesn't care for. The word he uses or he goes around and starts doing is Crystal. And she goes, whoops, snap. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden then she's like, and she gets a hold of you, she's like, and there's other women, which, you know, I don't feel him being a player. I think he obviously has some potential here. I don't like what he's doing to you, and it's because I feel your energy and I like you, Crystal. If you're okay with it and you're out there saying, all right, let him go with her and I'll be here when and if, then more power to you. And I've known people that can do that. I think you need to either be the whole dish, the whole person. And that's what I'm feeling. And I'm feeling through the next couple of months as we're going through, we need to look into a reading because there's so much turmoil. I also feel that you need to put up some other things with him and energies like through these months with the astrology and what we do as psychics. And then in the month of June here, some other things done. You could end up with him in the relationship and this game done. She's not going to be pretty when this other happens. She's lied to you. She's done other energies. Now when this comes down and he's rolling over to your fence, and you're going, here he is with me, because that's what I feel. I think he likes having both. Unfortunately, my advice is, if he was being a player, he's doing that with you too. I don't feel other women. So I would suggest to you, Crystal, really strongly, that you turn around, you set your stuff in it, and then what we do is we also look. Because I do feel he really cares for you. But as long as he's got this game, his respect has to be won. And that's part of it. She's also got something else going on with you too. She's got some kind of woman thing that she's feeling like him and her being number one is one up on you, and I really do not like that. I want to go... You know, I've never met you. I've only talked to you through the radio shows. And, you know, I feel like we're going to read for you someday. You'll contact me, and I will read for you through the phone. But I can tell with you, Crystal, you have got time now and good things going. Where this thing with Jerome, you love him, and you're holding on. If he's not going to be part of the program, then let's clean out the weeds, as I call it, in relationship and go, because you do have other chances. You also are a really good person, too, that you've treated him real well, even when he's off more with her than he is you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I get, and I'm going to, you know, encourage you to hang on. We're going to run right into the next ones. I hope I've helped you. Call us again. Do get a hold of me sometime. We're going to have to stay with you.
We're Facebook friends now, so I will, hopefully near future, with finances, I will definitely get a reading soon.
No problem. I thank you, and I'm glad you're a Facebook friend. Did you get on Psychic Chat?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Yay, ask on there. You know, we've got everybody in there. We're right now almost 400 people. And almost 90% of those are all psychics. And what we do is we chat and they do. And I'm encouraging you, Crystal, I know there's some other stress there too. Do you have a chance to get my abundance prayer? It's one I send out for finances. Because I feel what it does, it's a very positive one. It works with the angels. If you write me at psychicjethro@aol, I'll send it to you. Crystal, I feel like there's coming some change, and I want to really see it. And I love the fact with you that you got guts. Boy, you just kind of stand right there and go along with her. I mean, do you think she's funny, or are you just ornery? Do you like to argue?
No, I don't like to argue. I finally wanted to talk to her because I was just like, what she sent me was just wow. I mean, I don't feed into her nasty words or her wanting to down me for her own insecurities because I can see that right through her, and I can see her games. And I can see, like, right now she says she's pregnant. I know she's not pregnant. She just says this stuff all the time. But I can see how she is. And I actually told her that. I see how you are. So, I mean, don't try to twist things. I guess ultimately what I want to know is, like, do you think that he's going to be speaking to me anytime soon about this?
I do feel that. And I feel what's really excellent that's happening with you is I feel that he is getting some of this. And I think this is the big test. And normally, everyone that knows, I mean, we're on the radio, and it's a good example, is I'm different with each person. But I normally, all of this with the warnings and the flags and everything else, I would say, Crystal, there's one word, run, and run fast.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm not saying that with you is I also know there's something else here, too. I also see that this is some more than just karma, because we all have love. I don't want to see you also get hurt. I love the fact that you're handling this with her. I also just want you to tread and be careful, because I do see some other factors. This woman's a little on the cuckoo side.
Yeah, I had a dream about that. Yeah, so I will definitely be in contact. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Honestly, you connected with me right away.
Oh,
and
thank you, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and bless you, and you have a good day. We're going to go right into the next phone call. We got 561, and 561, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing? Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay, how
this is Psychic Jethro. Hi, I'm doing real good. We're trying to go quickly. I know we've got a lot of callers we're going to go through. We've been talking. You're on the line here with me, and you've got me and Lisa. Lisa, you still there?
Yes.
Good. So we got us on the deal. Psychic's Gone Wild, and I'd like you, Linda, just to quickly give me what you've got with a question, and I apologize. I'm going to have to just read real quick and then go on. We've got quite a few people waiting. I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
Okay, I want to ask you about work. You see any work coming up for me?
Work coming up for you, and your name is Linda. Can you give me your date of birth, Linda?
March 7th, 1962.
Okay, March 7th, 62. I feel like you've got, I feel like this is a hard thing that's happening, but I do see this going. Here we go once again. I want that abundance prayer behind you. I want the angels helping you. I see that you're not getting the callbacks from the jobs. I feel like you're putting in but not getting callbacks.
Yeah, it's like nothing happened. It's just, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I feel like you're a good worker. I think you've got good reference. I feel like that's not the answer. I think it's going to happen. I do see something happening here for you. We put those prayers in. They always never hurt. Please, Linda, look at the thing of it. I see you getting there, and I also see what else is going to happen is that you're going to be, I get you working here, and as soon as we can get it into May is what I'm getting. I am feeling that it's like putting in the work there. I apologize, we're getting an echo phone, so I'm going to kind of see if they signs for a minute. So what I got here, and I'm going to go ahead with it and see that happening, Linda. I thank you, and I see it in May. And so I'm going to wish you the best. I continue to go on with the show, and I'm going to go right into the next person. We've got, hello, Kelly. I know you're here with Kelly in the cards. How are you today?
Pretty good. Just calling in and listening. It's like, I'm so glad Lisa called in.
Cool, no problem. We've got me and Lisa on here together. We're kind of working on some of the things we've got. We're working on it with there, and we've got some other things happening. Lisa?
Yes.
She's still hanging here with me. I'm making her stay out of the fridge.
I
she
am.
Wants to go in there and party. No, you can go in there. You can come for me. We'll have a sandwich if we were close. I even thought I'm starving to death, but I got to be good. So we've got this going. Psyche's Gone Wild. And I thank everybody that's been listening in today, and we're going to 484. Thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you doing today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Sorry we're a little running. You can tell I'm talking as fast as I can, and you guys just keep calling. We love you.
Yes. Basically, do you need to know my name and date of birth and stuff?
Yeah, and then I'm going to have you just specify the question. Unfortunately, we're only doing an hour show, and I can't really do a big reading. I'm doing real quick.
Oh, that's fine. My first name is Tony, T-O-N-I. My date of birth is 8/29/74. My question is, I want to know what is going to go on here with my love life. I've not heard from this man in a couple of weeks, and I don't know if he's going to be resurfacing or what is he doing. And his
Ooh.
Name is Jar.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one, boy. And you've got energy going on there. You two are like some kind of magnetic energy between the two of you. I feel like I do feel there's going to be something of a contact. I feel there's been some kind of a problem with you two before that you did this distance, and then as you guys kind of had this happen, the guys are showing me that this is part of you guys' karma of kind of working through some of the things you guys were going through.
Okay, but see, I don't know where I stand. I mean, he said that he was going to be moving in with me. He never did. He's living with somebody else, but he said he's not happy. So when is things going to get straightened out here?
I feel like what's going to get straightened out is it's still in the making here, and I feel like part of this is through this, we just went through Mercury retrograde, which was real confusing, all these things that we're talking and making it happen. Now it's all clearing up as we're going into the 6th of April today. A lot of people and energies we're seeing, as we're seeing these energies really be put to the test, we're seeing people go with the energy, and I see this clearing up for him. I get it clearing up in May, by May 18th is what I'm getting cleared up. I get him, and I get him back around you. I get something else going on with you guys about this move. There's some other things tied up with him and financial. There's something about his financial.
Right, yeah, he's not good with financial, but I really want him to get out of living over there with her and come here, because it's never going to work between us. If he's living over there and coming to see me, that ain't going to work no more. I'm not doing that. So he hasn't had no contact with me in 1 month. When do you see him coming to my door and wanting to talk to me about this, or trying to work the relationship out, or what?
I feel that. I feel that happening with you and him. I feel him coming back. I feel you and him working on this towards May, but I feel you and him really back and things kind of going into that a little later with some other stuff happening. And I'm it's a little bit awkward with him. I'd love to be on with the dates and time on Psychic's Pride. I'd like to have you send me an email. If you'll send me an email picture of both of you, I'll do a free email reading and give you some month guidance for it to see if that would help.
Okay.
I do that. And I.
Yeah, because I don't know where I stand. I don't know if I should move on or what.
I don't blame you. And I'll tell you, this is what we're going through today. This is love and relationships today. And where you are, and one of these hard ones is, this is something I'm telling all you males out there. This is the third lady I've spoke with today. You guys have got to, when we're doing the energy, let's put out the prayer to all of our other males. You've got to be up and straightforward. This woman's here very much saying her life's on hold. This is not even the other part. He's in a bad situation, just like we heard from the caller earlier, just like we've got. And here we are. So these are the times we're in. And as you guys are seeing, if you're seeing a pattern of this, as I just go down and pick up the phone, I've had the last 3 days on my psychic lines, on my own phone lines, people calling, relationships. We're going to put out a prayer, and all of us today, when you do this tonight, all of you put out there that people are seeing and feeling the white energy that's clearing so that they make conscious, positive decisions for everyone. Because it's what's happening in 2012. And what we've got is these planet transitions. Reading these are so confusing because you've got a Mercury here and you've got a thing here. What I'm going to do with you, and I know, is that we're going to go into that, and I'll finish with the email. You're welcome to call me back at 773-897-6461, and we thank you. And she's going to do that with an email. Sometimes you'll see that psychically with a picture. It does a lot. Pictures worth a million words. I can see Aura sensing through the phone. I feel like she's very much trying to get this person to help in the relationship they're in. We're both sitting here. I'm sitting here on the phone feeling the energy, and I feel the chaos. So that's why we all want to do that. So please, I'm going into the next person here. I thank you for 224. How are you doing, 224?
Hi, my name's Jill.
Hi, Jill. This is Psyche Jethro. Thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi. My question is, there's a job that I'm thinking of applying for. Do you see me getting this job?
I do see you. Jill, I feel there's something odd about this job. Give me a little bit more with you, Jill. This job pertaining to the professional business, is this a business job, clerical?
Actually, it's at the golf course by my house. It's like working like in the bar food area.
Oh, excellent. I feel that it's not you. I feel you've got the potential, the guys are showing me. But they're showing me there's something there. There seems to be some kind of a thing with the job in there, and like they're not filling the position, but it's open. And it seems like I feel like that this job is going to come through for you, but it's going to be it's like a delay is what I'm getting. And you think
that
you're going to get an opening.
Okay, so there's two like that up the street, that there may be a delay.
Okay. Now, I could be picking up, obviously I'm picking up, what I got there right away on the first one with the energy and the guides. You were telling me you were looking at these. Can you give me a clue on, is there a deadline or when you put in the applications? Give me some numbers here. Like, I put in
you
the application.
You know what? They just said there was someone that they weren't real happy with.
Okay.
And I can come in and fill out an application. They may have a lot of applicants. I don't know.
Okay, this is good. This is where I had helped me with the numerology, and here's where you just got the bingo with me, because this is where I can really help with astrology and with the psychic. We're doing free will here, and what you're putting in for is definitely over this weekend. There's going to be some transition. We're going through Easter weekend, and you know, ironically, I've worked my whole life in food service and around that. Guaranteed, if you're working in the 2 days of the year that you want to scream mommy is Mother's Day and Easter, if you're working in the food business and the customer service, bar and restaurant. One thing is, because it's so packed and busy, go ahead and get in there. In fact, if you can't do it right after you get off the phone with me, make sure you get in tomorrow early and talk to them. Put an application in. The little stall is, I think that once we get you in like that, I feel you could, not only they are having a problem, I also feel you would do real well in the fact of this area, because you're pretty easygoing with people. The thing I worry about you is you work a little too hard. They're telling me you got to, if the guides will let you have the job and back in working, if you promise not to work yourself like you did before, you worked so hard you weren't feeling good.
Right. Yes, that's true. So will they hire me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I also feel the thing that the one job with the delay, this first one coming in, go ahead and get into the one they just told you about with the wording mouth. I feel your angels. That's why your angels were a little ornery. One side, now your angels are letting me read you a little better over the phone. They were like, they weren't going to tell me much. And I'm like, what? And it's like, you can't stay up all night. You got to rest, and you got to make sure that you do take that time for you. You were trying to keep everybody happy before, and you're really good with people. You also got to remember to keep a little of that boundary up with the fact that you're a good customer service, you're attractive, you're a nice person, but you got to have that no, I got to go thing you used to do. And you're a professional. I feel that you're going to really love it. I think you're going to be back with what you enjoy doing, and I think that's why they also told you that this person, they're not happy. This person is kind of holding on to the job, and they're not good with customers. This person's not reliable or something. There's something wrong there with this employee. And that's why they kind of gave you the energy. And what I'm picking up, and I love with the angels, is they're saying, go ahead, get right in there, grab right onto it, you know, and that's what I'm getting with you. You know, call us back at 772.
Do you think they'll let me in right away?
I don't think you'll be that long. I think you'll be hired the next week. So I do feel that. I feel that really good. I thank you with them. Let us know. You can call it 773-897-6461. We're going into the next one. I welcome you guys that I'm doing this. Please stay with us. I'm just trying to get other ones handled. We've got about 8 minutes, and we have 8 callers behind us, so I'm going to go real fast. Mary Lou, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being patient. I do these hour shows during the week, and we want to do more. It's just so, you know, it's trying to give out what we can. And I thank you. I'll have you ask your question. I'll answer it, and then I got to run on because we got 7 behind you.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to ask about my love life. Do you see anything coming up for me?
Mary Lou, looking at the energy, I need you just to quickly say for me just your name. Just like, say it's kind of slow for me there.
Mary Lou?
Mary Lou, I do see something happening for you in the relationship. I see you going into a new part of things happening, but I think that they're telling me you need to do a little feng shui in that house. You need to do the far right corner of your house needs to have something very positive and red in it for a new relationship. You're also putting stuff under the bed. You're putting stuff, like you're putting stuff, you know, and that's an expression too, but that means you're putting things in, you've got extra things you don't put. Remember, if you have something in house and you want a relationship, put the extra pillow out, put the extra stuff out. I see there's something kind of blocking this a little bit, but I see a love coming in with you and the energy. I also feel you have a friend that's going to change with that. There's going to be something later on that's going to try to get back in closer than more than just friend. There's been a relationship you've had before that ended up as a friend. That's what I feel for 2012.
Oh, I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I'm getting. And the angels are really, with the angels here, that Mary Lou's a very positive person. We're all going to give her blessings. And I thank you. Sorry, I have to run. We're going to go right back into the next energy, which is 773. 773. Hello?
Hi, I like your phone number.
Hey, I got you. You got the same kind of phone number, 773.
Yeah.
Chicago, huh?
So you're in Chicago too. I'm gonna check you out.
No, I'm in Florida, but in Chicago,
oh,
I have
sorry.
Clients there. And they, no, you're fine. I know, and I love it. They told me, they go, you got a Chicago number. I said, I rock.
Yeah.
And we were like, I got this psychic's gone wild. I said, we are rolling here. But I don't know when they gave it to me, and I like it. I got a great niece out in Chicago, and I said, I just love the number. So I got it, you know. So Go ahead here and give me your name and quickly your question. I apologize, I got to run quick with you, but I love that.
It's Jo Ellen, and it's from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. And I might as well just go with the role, what everyone else is talking about. What do you see with your relationship?
Okay,
why not?
It is. And I tell you, you know, I'm Scorpio and Libra and Gemini, and I love Cupid, but I think Cupid's wild. So I'm going to have you just go ahead and say your name slow, and then I'll go ahead and see what they're showing me for the year with you.
Okay, it's Jo Ellen.
Jo Ellen, I see a really good energy with you. I see the really strength here that your problem's not the fact of relationship. Your problem can be who you're going to be in a relationship. They're showing me that you've got some energies here that are happening, and they said that you're going to notice here real soon as things are going through of people that like you and are around. You're kind of it's like sometimes you like the friend, but you're kind of outrunning it. You're like, the guys have tried to get you there, and that's what they're showing me. They said that they've been people that they want you to have that good, solid relationship, and you kind of, if you feel a little different, your intuition's having you run from it. One best saying, I want the relationship. The other best saying, kind of going to run a little bit, and that's what I'm feeling with you real strong. I feel that you're going to, I feel there's going to be, and I said, who? They're telling me there's going to be a choice of two people here real soon. By the end of May, and part of it is one is a person that is I get a K with their name. Is it Ken? It's not Ken. K. There's a K. Is it Mike? You're getting a Mike or something here. They're telling me with a name that's going to be a person that comes in with this. You're going to meet. You're going to notice. You're going to have this, and then shortly they're going to do a test with you. They're going to bring you another person in into your life too. And what this test is with you is that they want to see, are you ready to have that full relationship? Because you have a thing with sometimes with relationship, they want to put you in the cage or something. There's something different here with you. They love you too much. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I'm feeling that you get relationship when people, you get a relationship, they just, all of a sudden, they're just, it's all or nothing. They're either all with relationship with you, or they're arguing with you.
Right.
There's something different.
So
that's wild.
I'm supposed to choose between one or the other.
And I feel you will do this here as we're looking in the forecast for the year of 2012. I feel you're going to do a choice, and I see by the time we get into, they're showing me by the leaves of September, so by the time we get this going into good part of September full-heartedly, you will have made a choice there and be dating real strong. I get you dating in the fall real strong. Yeah.
All right.
Very good. Well, thank you, and I thank you for going on with the question. I thank you for listening in. We're going to leave that Chicago. I love that. 773s are listening. Thanks for listening in. And please, everybody, remember to always join in with us. You know, we welcome this. If we don't get with you, please join on and subscribe. We do a show pretty much every day. You'll get to have different types of readings, like Destiny Cards is with Casey Kelly. She's on Tuesdays and Thursdays now. We've got some extra people that have been coming in and helping. I have a surprise guest I will be bringing in. I just spoke with Psychic Leo. I will be having, we're getting together some things. Looks like he'll be on a weekend show with me and him together. Those of you who know about the psychic work, this ought to be really good. We're going to put together two very blunt, strong, wild psychics together. And so those of you who've been listening in, please, you know, join us as our friendship. Become on here. Become a follower, because that way you get the email and you also can listen to the shows if you miss one. I have been asking some other psychics. We've got some other ones coming on. As those of you who know, we've got Spirit Messenger still out there doing it. Celeste is on Mondays with us. We've got Sandra Green doing the weekends on her days. You know, it's fun, and you never know with psychics gone wild how wild we're going to get. I do apologize today real quickly on our time. I've got two people left. I will get to you, 843 and 646, and that'll be the last callers. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello, I will get
okay.
with you on... I apologize, but, you know, I'm sorry. I'm running real quick with this, but let them know. The reason I want, and any of you who wrote in the psychic chat room today, you should have had a chance there and talked with Kelly on that. I really been running, as you see, busy. We're giving everybody a little bit of time. It's better than no time. 843, thank you.
Go ahead and ask your question.
No, one question.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Amy, and I was just listening in, and we have a lot of, my brother is very ill, and I'm estranged from him. And, again, I know there's not much time. If you could just give me an quick feedback of any energy you have around it.
I feel like there's a real sad thing there with it. And I'm feeling with you that there is something that's coming that's not so good. And I do feel that is coming. I do think it's sadly partly, it, you know, you two are strange. It's a little harder. You're one I also would suggest to do that email to me at psychicjethro@aol, and I will do it at no charge. I'll give you a look at the two pictures, you know, of it and see what I'm seeing coming up, because it's harder when you haven't made contact, even though you guys are blood with the brother. But I feel like there's something else happening between you and him, that there's something else being really odd there going on.
Yeah, there is. Okay, now I'll make an appointment because you picked right up on it. So I'll do that. But okay, good. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for waiting. I'm sorry we're running. You guys are so patient to me, and I love to talk. Thank you. That was very sweet. We're going to go right back into the last of our last 2 minutes. 1 minute. Ooh, 30 seconds. 646, how are you doing today?
Hi, my name's Christina, and my question is, what's going to happen between me and Timothy?
Okay, Christina, and what I'm feeling real good. I want to quickly thank you, for those of you who've joined in. If I don't get to say goodbye to Amy, Kelly, Lisa, thank you guys when they cut us off. And Christine, we're going to go into this real quick here. We're going to go into the other energies of what we've got happening with you, is that I feel like you've got some other energies going real strong here, and I feel that part of it is between you and him that's going on is I see that there's some more truth coming out there. Something has not came out all the way there, and I see it coming up to a major separation or something. There's something going on here with you and Timothy. I need you to talk a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am.
I apologize. There's sometimes interference, but I feel like there's something going on here with you too. I see that this is going to be. I'm feeling you guys are going to try. You're trying to work through and resolve something that happened here between you two. It was something verbal. It seems like you're getting farther apart.
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm getting. And what the guides are showing me here is we need to look into this and see, because this is worth it. This relationship is, you both have the love on both ends, but it seems like there's outside things doing it. They're telling me that one of the solutions is for you two to have a real. It's like the communication isn't sitting down doing the communication. The communication is getting, there's something's not making sense here. I feel like you've got some sad tears and some hurt that's not real, not justified.
What happened was I discovered news that he didn't tell me about, and that news was pretty devastating to me. And when I confronted him with it, that's the news that's going to prevent us from going forward.
See, that's it. And I feel so sad. I can feel from you the energy and the hurt. And that's what's really there. And part of this is he's really, I'm reading you from him, and I want to really feel the energy, but I feel like the real hard thing is this is a good lesson for him. He's got to be open and blunt with you always. He's always got to. I see you guys are going to come through that. But I also see that this is, that's why they just saying earlier with something, there's still a little bit hidden. And his stuff sometimes was really silly, but this was a big thing that he should have shared with you. It's something that really was honest, and I feel that there it is. I do see that, I see you guys trying to work on this, and, you know, we need to look at this as a forecast. They're going to cut us off, and I apologize. We're past our time. But as we go into the last of Psychic's Gone Wild, thank you guys for all calling in. Please, you know, stay tuned and get a hold of us tomorrow. And what I'm looking forward with here with you is I would say that you two are going to go through those energies. You're going to end up having yourself with some other things